This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The 13th Annual Midpoint Music Festival kicks off tomorrow. Here's a sample of some of the music you'll hear.
I saw it, you and me.
Midpoint offers festival goers 3 days of music, fun, food and drink, and various venues throughout Over the Rhine and downtown. While headliners at this year's Midpoint are the Afghan Wigs, Chromeo, and OK Go, the festival continues to embrace emerging artists, the bands that people will be talking about next year. And here to give us a preview of this year's Midpoint Music Festival are Dan Bockrath, publisher of City Beat and executive director of Midpoint, and Midpoint Artistic Director Dan McCabe. Thanks for being here this afternoon.
Sure thing.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mark.
So let's see, we'll have to go Dan 1 and Dan 2 maybe to keep it straight since you're both Dans. Okay. Dan 1, the diversity of the music is just amazing. Is that one of the big attractions of the Midpoint Music Festival? This is about discovering this vast array of music?
Oh, absolutely. For live music fans, this is Christmas. This weekend, we have something for everybody. If your tastes lean more towards Americana, folk, bluegrass, we have a lot of bands that you'll enjoy. If you're more on the hard rock side, you'll find music there as well. It's just a smorgasbord of talent that we have coming to the festival this year. I mean, the quality, the depth of the music this year, and credit to Dan McCabe for this, is beyond compare. It's essentially Cincinnati's version of South by Southwest. It really is an embarrassment of riches.
Dan McCabe, how many artists are going to be coming this year?
It's 150.
Okay. And the headliners again are, let's see, Afghan Wigs, Chromeo, and OK Go?
Yeah, you can call them that. You can call them headliners if you want. I mean, it's really, it's a level playing field across the board. These are all burgeoning artists. Washington Park is a great big space that we'll use to fill up to greet the hometown, heroes back, the Afghan Wigs. But, you know, at every venue from top to bottom, the lineup I try not to distinguish, them from each other in terms of headlining. You could have an 8 o'clock band performance over at Arnold's that is, your headliner.
How many other bands? What are some of the other bands that we'll be hearing from at the event?
Yeah, Miniature Tigers is a great band. Milagres. I mean, I could, your best bet is visiting mpmf.com and poking through, the names that interest you, the photos interest you, and explore these artists.
Yeah, there's actually a dedicated bands page where there are write-ups from, City Beat music editor Mike Breen and his team that provide nice, snapshots of every band and kind of this fun little thing called You'll Dig It If You Dig. And it offers, some contextualization. It gives a frame of reference, maybe some bands that fans would be more familiar with to give them an idea of the style of music that these particular bands play. Because one thing that's, I think, understood now, with your listeners is there are very few of these bands that they will have ever heard of before. And that's actually okay. That's actually kind of the point. Because this is all about the experience and the discovery. And if you're a fan of live music, you'll drop into any venue and see something amazing. The headliners certainly help draw, but but the memories that people take away from the festival are being shoulder to shoulder with someone at a small venue like the Drinkery or Mr. Pitiful's and looking at each other and saying, are you seeing what I'm seeing right now? This is blowing my mind. And that's what people talk about after the festival.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation about the Midpoint Music Festival, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is the 13th year for Midpoint. Tell me about its history. How did the festival get started?
Well, the festival started in 2001. City Beat has owned and operated the festival since 2008. And under our stewardship, we've scaled it up and added larger venues and added major acts to the lineup. I think the secret weapon of this festival is the man sitting next to me, Dan McCabe, who's been booking and promoting shows for 30 years. His relationships with these management companies and agencies have, and their understanding of what we're trying to accomplish with the festival has given us this reputation of being a tastemakers music festival. They understand the kinds of acts we're looking for, pioneering bands, real up and comers, and Dan works together to bring some of these bands into the festival for that weekend. And that's why the depth of talent is what it is. Even though you've not heard of these bands, the quality of musicianship is phenomenal.
Dan, how do you go about finding the bands for this?
It's hard to really, it's what I do day in and day out. I operate a club in Over the Rhine. It's something I've been doing for 30 years. I have relationships within the industry. Agents, it's gotten easier and easier to book Midpoint as agents reach out to me and want to have their new artists involved in the festival. That's a reputation we've been building up. When we took it over, it was a fairly maligned event. Was not working, not running well. Frankly, City Beat swooped in and saved what was a festival that was about to fade away. Since then, we've been rebuilding its reputation nationally with these agencies, with these management companies. And it does have that reputation where they want their artist involved in the festival and introduced to the region via Midpoint Music Festival. So that's primarily how I hear it. And just like everybody else, my friend coming up to me and grabbing me by the arm and said, have you heard this band yet? My God. And, sending me an email or Facebook post. And, a lot of that happens over a beer as well. So, word of mouth.
Well, again, that's the beauty of Midpoint Music Festival. You were saying that this is about discovering music.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. It's not like I was smart enough to have it all figured out when I sat down in December and started working on this event. For this year, it's people leading me and showing me, check out this band, check out that band. And then I have the filter to see if it's affordable, if it's going to translate to this market, if we can have a venue that'll serve them well. A bunch of different considerations go into that.
Dan, there are how many? 14 stages. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Where are they located?
So, Midpoint Music Festival's flag is firmly planted in Over the Rhine. Washington Park serves as our main stage. We're putting the Christian Moore Line Brewery Company up on Moore Street. Many of your listeners might know it better as where they held Bachfest. We'll have an outdoor stage there with some of our other larger acts. Panda Bear, Tycho, and the Ravenettes are playing there on those three nights. The venues are all located in Over the Rhine at downtown. It's a very walkable festival. It's a very bikeable festival. We work with the city on a partnership where they position bike racks adjacent to nearly every venue. So, it's really easy to get around, and now with the Red Bike program, it's even easier. So it's really easy to navigate, and we certainly encourage people to come out and bring their bikes or bring good pair of walking shoes with them.
What are the ticket prices for the event?
So the nice thing about the festival, there's a number of options depending on how you want to experience the festival. The best way to do it is to do the whole enchilada. $79 gets you a wristband for all 3 days. From a music festival standpoint, that's probably one of the best values you will ever get in the country to see 150 bands and the number of acts that we have booked. For those that can't make it all 3 days, there are single day options for $40. If they want to get a babysitter on a Friday or Saturday night, they can get a 1 day pass for $40. And they can also do it by individual venue. We have cover charges starting at $10. So if you want to hang out at Arnold's on a Thursday night, you can pay a $10 cover and take the entire showcase in. But one other component that your listeners might be interested in is if it is unaffordable for some people, we have an area on 12th Street called the Midpoint Midway that we do in partnership with Artworks. It is a street closure for two blocks, and we call it the Midway because it is a carnival atmosphere. Artworks is doing this really cool Ink Your Love tattoo activation. We'll have mobile food trucks there and a free music stage presented by P&G. So there'll be live music playing all three nights up until midnight on Friday and Saturday. That's all available for free in all ages. And to kind of call attention to the free music area, we're doing a special happy hour show on Friday night at 6 o'clock. The Yugos are going to open at 5, but Indie Rockers Real Estate are playing a free show at 6 o'clock. And that's a real high profile band that can be experienced for free during Midpoint.
So the Midway is actually where the street festival part of the event's going on.
That's correct.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And Dan, what is the state of the music scene in Cincinnati? It sounds like it's pretty strong if you're able to pull off an event like this year after year.
Yeah, oh, absolutely is. It's been consistently strong going back to the 40s, frankly. This year we had performances on national television on both coasts at the same night. Afghan Whigs were on one coast and Buffalo Killers were on the other, same night. It's pretty amazing to watch. And the fun thing about Cincinnati's music scene is its consistent history in pioneering and stretching genres. It's not really riffing off of what you hear on FM radio. People are creating really original sounds. That translates well in a larger scale at Midpoint Music Festival. The same type acts that we're bringing to Cincinnati are the tap type Cincinnatians would respect for their genre bending and stretching of things.
And there's one band in particular, Wussy, who is going to be the direct support for Afghan Whigs on Friday night, that are playing sold out shows when they're on tour across the country. Their new record has gotten critical praise up and down the line, and seeing them live, if you've not seen Wussy live, is really quite something. I mean, they've been doing their thing for a long time, and it's nice to see them getting the exposure that they're getting. Another local band, Public, is really getting ready to blow up. So there's some really talented music makers here in Cincinnati, and that's certainly part of what we do with Midpoint. I think we have, 30, 35 mm-hmm. local bands that are part of the 150.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the talent of music that's made in Cincinnati is really excellent.
Do you find that as the years go by, Midpoint's becoming more popular and is attracting a higher caliber of artist?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's each year again, the agents are quick to ask me, when am I ready to take submissions? So the industry is aware of it and they want their newer artists available. And it gives me the opportunity to be very selective on who we bring in.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, we were talking about the stages earlier, Dan. Six of the stages are all ages stages. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
So.
Tell me about those.
Yeah, so the one of the bits of feedback we got from music fans is the need for more all ages venues. So we responded to that by adding more places. Our six largest stages are all open to all ages. Prior to that, it was mostly bars, mostly 21 and up venues. So this is the most all ages friendly festival we've ever put on. So the Midpoint Midway, obviously the free area, Washington Park, the outdoor stage at Christian Moorline, the Taft Ballroom, the Contemporary Arts Center. I think I've gotten them all. There might be another one in there. A Memorial Hall.
I think
Hall.
You're doing pretty well.
We're putting Memorial Hall to work this year, which will be a wonderful concert experience. A very eclectic artist, Sunkill Moon, is headlining on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right. And I think we have Jessica Lee Mayfield, who has actually graced the cover of City Beat this week as our headliner on Friday, and Gardens and Villa on Saturday. That'll be a really fun space to experience Midpoint.
How much has the revitalized Washington Park done for the festival, having a great venue like that?
Oh, it's been huge. I mean, that's a, all of a sudden we've got the capacity to bring in larger acts and again, an all ages main stage at Midpoint Music Festival. This is our third year, I think, putting that park to work. It's been a fantastic resource. As Over the Rhine grows, so does Midpoint. And, that was certainly a big leap forward for the festival and Over the Rhine.
Yeah, we really felt that being based out of Over the Rhine, was really important. So we were really quick to jump on, being in Washington Park as soon as the park opened. You know, we, since 2008, you know, we saw the trajectory for Over the Rhine and we wanted to be a part of that. And so I think, you know, as the neighborhood's grown organically, so has the festival and we like being part of that community. It brings a lot of people to local shops and restaurants and bars for the weekend. And you know, the community embraces it in return.
We got an email from Tom who says, so what do you tell someone, say someone in their 50s who knows nothing about the music since 1980, to convince them to see new music at this festival?
It's what Cincinnati does. Is this a 50-year-old Cincinnatian? We shouldn't have to explain it to him. I'm 49. That's what I tell him.
Okay. It works for you, Dan. So
sure does.
It'll work for them as well.
Well, Midpoint is not about, I think Dan alluded to this earlier, it's not about the big headliners. Midpoint is meant to be experienced. The best way to experience Midpoint is just to kind of give yourself over to it. It's what you do the last weekend in September in Cincinnati. And if you make that investment in going out and discovering live music, I mean, it requires a little bit of homework if you're a music fan. You know, go to our website, look at our bands page. We have a music playlist that's got 150 songs on it. You know, press play, it's set to shuffle, and you can hear, you know, some of the bands that are playing. And that'll give you a little bit of a roadmap, but I've gone to this every year and my plan always blows up about halfway through the night because I'll drop into a venue and I'll be listening to some great music and I'll stick around. People who enjoy live music will not be disappointed if they take the time to just get some on them.
So you have a lot of good choices at the event.
We have 150 bands.
Can't go wrong with that.
I don't think any of them stink.
513-419-7100 to join our conversation. And let's talk with Priscilla. Good afternoon.
I was wondering about volunteer opportunities. You were talking about, you know, the free places that you can go, and sometimes I like to volunteer and get to see it all for nothing. But it requires a little bit of my time and energy. So I was wondering about that, and I'll take my call off the air.
Thank you very much for the question. We appreciate it.
So we have a great partnership with a local organization called Give Back Cincinnati. There are volunteer marshals for the festival. We have a space on our website where people can sign up and request a volunteer. I think our volunteer positions are all filled for this weekend, but we do offer access to the festival to volunteers who want to work the event. If you want to go to our website and click on the volunteer tab and submit your name, if they need some people over the weekend, you very well might hear from them.
Are any of the bands acoustic? It seems like a lot of artists these days are releasing acoustic cuts.
Not really. I mean, most of these are full-blown bands. I think Sunkill Moon might be a little stripped down. But these are full production. They're from the stage to the performer themselves. This is a full production event.
There's a preview party that's occurring this evening, right? Can you tell me about that, Dan?
Sure. Well, our newest partner this year is Christian Moorline. They're serving both as the official beer of the festival and one of our venues. So we're doing our official kickoff party from 8 to 11 o'clock tonight at their event center space over on Moore Street. We've got two really fun bands, The Pass and Machines Are People Too, performing. And we're going to be celebrating the release of their fall seasonal brew called Helltown Riot. So tonight will be a good night to kind of celebrate the launch of the 2014 edition of Midpoint Music Festival. It's a free event, and we hope to see you out there.
So when does the planning start for next year?
December.
In December, okay. Mm-hmm. So it takes takes you several months to get this going, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. This one needs to get wrapped up, reported, and figure out what we could fix and do better, and then we start trying to do it better in December.
How many people does it typically draw, Dan?
You know, it's really hard to especially with the free space on the Midway, it's kind of hard to tell. Count. Yeah, we do about 25,000 to 30,000 people a season Thursday night, you know, in the 7,500 range. We do about 10,000 each on Friday and Saturday. Some of those people come all three nights. Some just come on one night. But one thing we hear is people, when they're walking around during the festival, it's like, God, I feel like I'm in a real city. You know, this is amazing. Look at all these people out on the streets. It really comes to life during Midpoint.
Sounds like an amazing event. Dan and Dan, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Dan Bockrath is publisher of City Beat and executive director of Midpoint, and Dan McCabe is Midpoint's artistic director. Let's close this segment with some more of the music of Midpoint. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's program is Pete Reitmeier. The technical director is Rick Andrus. I'm Mark Haney.